Welcome to the Next Level You podcast. In today's episode, we discuss why goals go unfinished and strategies for staying committed. So stay tuned. Hi, I'm your host, Jamie Lang, and welcome to the Next Level You. Inside this podcast, we dive deep into the inner workings of your mind, how to elevate your life, the necessary subconscious reprogramming to the undeniable laws of success, and the tools, techniques, steps, and lessons I have learned in my 25-year journey of inner growth and development. You can expect hard truths and honest conversations about what it takes to uplevel your life and step into the best version of yourself. Join me on this journey in creating your best life. Ready to become that next level you? Let's begin. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Next Level You podcast. My name is Jamie Lang, your host, and it is great to be here. I have had a great weekend. It is Monday afternoon currently, and the weekend, I just said to my husband, was probably the first weekend in a very long time that we have had nothing on. We didn't have sport planned. There was no training or practice. There was no commitments. We were actually meant to catch up with some friends, but they had to postpone, and which was suited us completely fine. And it was just so good to be at home, get some stuff done, relax, fill my cup, do some self-care, and just have some downtime and quiet time. I think that we live in such a busy, fast-paced society these days that we very rarely have nothing to do. There was at one point I said to my husband and my youngest daughter, come on, let's go and we'll go to the beach, we'll go for a walk, we'll get a milkshake or a coffee. And they both kind of just looked at me and went, no, we don't want to. And I thought, you know what, either do I. I'm just really happy to stay put and just relax. No makeup. Of course, I brushed my hair, put some deodorant on, but you know, you get the vibe. Just having to completely chill, no time frame, no needing to be anywhere, which was just really lovely. So wherever you are, I don't know what day of the week it is that you're listening to this, but I hope that you, just take some time out for yourself because it really kickstarts the week on the right foot, really with a full cup, ready to go, fresh start. So here we are, and today's episode the topic came to me, I was at the gym a couple of weeks ago, and I was just sort of in my own thoughts, had the music going in my ear pods, and just thought, why do people start goals or say they want to do something, but don't follow through and don't fulfill on those wishes and desires? And this has sort of been really interesting to me, if I be honest, for, you know, the last 25 years, in that, you know, I've always been an avid goal setter. Every year I set goals, and even throughout the year, or I'll change my goals, but I'm always working towards something. And I was actually just having a conversation last week with my beautician, and I was saying how I believe human beings are genetically wired for growth. That is one of our six human needs, is growth, is to feel that we're growing in some way, learning new things, just becoming better people. And that is actually, it's genetically wired, and which has been great for the evolution of our species, of course, and obviously technology and making life easier and things like that. However, when it comes to goals, I'm really stumped, and it's got me thinking, and that's where this episode's come from, as to why a lot, and I'm talking, you know, in my 25 years of coaching, that a lot of people say that they want to do something, but then don't actually follow through for a number of reasons, which we're going to go through, why they don't follow through to achieve what they want to achieve. And I have asked, you know, clients in the past, you know, what's changed, or why aren't you going for that goal? Or, and, you know, I've come up with a couple of, I came what came to me was various answers over the course of 25 years. But the main thing that seems to come up is, in my opinion, is that people don't necessarily anticipate exactly what it's going to take to get what they want. Now, you know, I love imagination. I love visualization. I love thinking of, oh, wouldn't it be fantastic to achieve ABC? You know, what a difference in my life this would be, or how would I feel if I achieved this or accomplished this? But in reality, to actually get that goal, you need to become a different person. Not in essence, you are who you are, but in terms of the actions that you take, the beliefs that you believe, the thoughts that you think, the language that you use, in order to achieve that. Because in reality, if you were that person who had what you wanted, you would already have it. So it's going to take growth. And a lot of the time, people aren't ready for that. Maybe it's too much to confront. Maybe, you know, it's pushing their comfort zone. It's stretching the boundaries. It's pushing them to the edges of who they are, and they retreat and go back to where it's safe, where it's known. But it's going to take something more, something different from you to achieve that. And which is exciting to me. Like, it really fuels my fire at the thought of who I'm going to become to achieve what I want to achieve. For some people, and in my experience, it has been a lot of people, that's too much to comprehend. So if you're resonating with what I'm saying in, you know, setting goals, but 90% of the time not achieving them or giving up on them or changing goals, maybe it's because it's actually pushing you to be someone or something, or develop skills or become something else in order to achieve that. And what they say is success lies on the outside of your comfort zone. Where you are comfortable is where you currently are. And if you're happy where you are, fantastic. This episode is not for you. But if you want more, if you want to achieve more, if you want to be more, that's going to take a different version of you. And that's going to take work and effort. That's going to take self-reflection and being honest with yourself, and perhaps changing a few of your ways, which again is fantastic, because on the other side of that is this fantastic, phenomenal goal that you want for yourself. Now, whatever that is, whether it's, you know, increasing your revenue in your business, whether it's finding a new love, a different relationship than you're currently in, you know, there's that, obviously that growth there that's going to take, whether it's changing career paths, upskilling yourself in a different course or degree, whether it's wanting to get fit or change your lifestyle, maybe not necessarily fit as in, you know, an Olympic athlete fit, but maybe it's just like, you know what, I'm sick of being sedentary. Maybe you've had a health scare and it's like, right, now's the time to do something. I want to look after myself. Well, it's going to take something different within you than what you currently are in order to get there. So that's a huge obstacle that I find why goals go unfinished. Another obstacle is the obstacle itself. Maybe when you start to go for something, that all of a sudden you're faced with a challenge or a difficulty or something to overcome, and it's just too hard. You just think, that's it. It's not meant for me. And you turn around and you go back to where it's comfortable. And again, that's where that growth and pushing your comfort zone and pushing the edges of who you are is going to come in. Because in order to achieve something, I'm telling you right now, the number one thing you can count on that is 100% certain is that you're going to be faced with obstacles. Now, whether that's if you have the goal of wanting to increase your fitness and your overall well-being, Maybe that's the comfort of, sorry, getting out of the comfort of sitting on the lounge and watching Netflix and actually going and sweating a little bit, going for a walk, putting some effort in, increasing, the outflow of energy there. And that's an obstacle for some people because, you know, they're not used to that. They're not used to that hot, sweaty feeling that you get from exercising. So there are obstacles in every single goal that you're going to go for, every single accomplishment that you want to achieve. So it may not, and it necessarily, not necessarily, is as easy as you think it's going to be to get what you want. So having that extra effort to put in and the time as well, it's taking longer than you expected, is a hurdle, is a challenge, is an obstacle that you're going to need to work around. And again, coming back to the first point of it's going to make you be someone that becomes someone that you're currently not, or having the skills or attributes of your future self. And that includes learning to overcome those challenges and the difficulties of achieving something. Nothing, and let me repeat that, if there is one thing that is certain in going for anything, in changing anything in your life from this point, it is you are going to be faced with obstacles and challenges. Now, if you go into taking action towards something that you want, knowing that, you're already 10 steps ahead of everyone else because you're expecting that you are going to have to push through some difficult times. You are going to have to perhaps look outside the box to think about how to get around this obstacle. There are going to be challenges. And expecting it, you are one step ahead already. Now, another obstacle that I find is common in people that give up on their goals, or why goals go unfinished, is that their subconscious beliefs are not in alignment with who they need to be to have their goal. For example, let's go back to that healthy lifestyle example, and you want to lose weight. Well, you could have the belief that I deserve to sit down of a night and watch Netflix for 4 or 5 hours because I've worked all day and I deserve to eat that chocolate as my reward at the end of the day. Now, that may be true that you do deserve a reward. It may be true that you've worked all day, especially even in a physical job like a trade or some sort of job that takes a lot of effort physically, but that's not in alignment with your goal of living a healthy lifestyle and wanting to lose weight. So something has to give there. Something has to be rewritten. And, you know, that's the power of subconscious reprogramming, is learning how to switch those beliefs that aren't in alignment with your goals to ones, and imprinting your subconscious mind with beliefs that do support you in order to get your goals. Now, another thing is that it's going to take something inside you that you haven't tapped into yet. Otherwise, you would already have it, which we sort of covered at the beginning with it's going to push you to become someone different and someone that has those skills of the future person that already has what it already has the goal that you're going for. Now, it could also be that you lack grit and tenacity. So when things get tough, it's easier to give up. It's easier rather than pushing through. It's easier than being resilient and coming back and continuing to move. Now, that actually comes into the type of lifestyle that we have at the moment, where everything is so easily accessible. Food, communications between people, movies, online shopping for clothes. Everything is really at our fingertips and can, in a lot of time, be like the click of a finger, be easily accessible to you. Even ordering on Amazon could be had same day delivery. It's just, while some things it's fantastic, in other ways, it is making us used to that instant gratification or the instant reward of when you're doing something or want something. And so when we're going for something that needs effort and is going to take an extended period of time to achieve, for example, weight loss. I mean, there's no way that in a healthy way that you're able to lose a large amount of weight or even a small amount of weight in the click of your fingers. Like, it's just impossible. So it is going to take an extended period of time. And so people get bored, get frustrated. They lack that grit and tenacity to keep going, even though they're not seeing the results straight away. So if you're resonating again with anything that I'm saying, you know, you're not alone. That, and this is not an episode to make you feel bad for why you've given up on goals in the past. By no means at all is what this is what we're talking about. What I do want to highlight is just bringing to your conscious or bringing to your awareness things that could be sabotaging you and sabotaging your progress, and making sure that you have all the tools to be able to crack through and break through all the things that are holding you back. So what to do then if you really want something? Well, first of all, go back and listen to the episode, this episode. Go back and, you know, have a think about ways in the past that perhaps you've given up too soon, that perhaps you retreated and went back to your comfort zone, that perhaps you weren't in alignment, your beliefs, with what you actually want. Go back and listen and just make some notes, reflect on ways that you have self-sabotaged in the past. And then prioritize, is this goal that I want now, is this something that I really want, that I am willing to, you know, really fight for, that I'm willing to put in the effort until, there's no end date, until I have that goal? If it is, then action. Action actually fuels motivation. It is not the other way around. If you believe that you need to feel motivated in order to take action, that is going to hold you back. That is a block right there, because as you take action, your motivation is going to naturally increase. That is the way to build motivation and consistency and progress, is by taking action. So prioritize your goals, prioritize your actions, and then take action. You also would want to count your small wins. So especially when in our society today, where, you know, everything is instantly received by us. And for example, for weight loss, if that's something that is going to take time, then count your small wins along the way. Give yourself, you know, pats on the back or recognition and praise, and be proud of those small wins along the way. Trust in yourself to accomplish these things, and by acknowledging those small wins or the mini milestones on the way to the big goal will increase your belief and your confidence in yourself to keep going, which then, going back to the previous point, is going to fuel that motivation even more. Another strategy for staying committed is to give yourself a break. Now, I was told probably, oh gosh, maybe 20 years ago now, that when I do something, I give it 500%. Now, at the time, I was like, hell yeah, I do. That's me. If I want something, I'm going to go for it, and I'm going to throw everything at it. Now, as a perhaps naive 25-year-old at the time, I have since realized that, yes, absolutely, I'm someone that gives 110% to something, and I will not stop. I'm like a dog with a bone until I get what I want and that vision that I have for myself. However, I have learned that you need balance. Without balance, you can have burnout, you can have you know, frustration, mental blocks, you're in your own way. And so you really need to learn to give yourself a break. If you are pushing for things so hard, you're actually repelling what you need. And so make sure you have that balance with taking the action, but then also the downtime and self-reflection. Again, checking in with yourself, is this something that I really want? You know, am I willing to go work through this obstacle? What are my beliefs? So you're balancing what is called the masculine energy of the pushing, grinding, hustling with the feminine energy of the reflection, the intuition, the balance, the rest. So give yourself a break. And my final tip or strategy for staying committed to your goal is that if you really want something, and I'm going to speak a little bit slower on this goal because I don't think it's something that a lot of people focus on or understand the power of this, is if you really want something, find enough pain to fuel your drive now. What are the consequences if you don't achieve that goal? What is your life going to be like in a month, in a year, in 10 years, if you stay where you are and you don't achieve what you want to achieve? Now, if you can find enough pain in that realization or in the reality of that, then you need to increase the pain, because as human beings, we are more motivated with avoiding pain than we are with the possibility of achieving pleasure on the other end. So if you're struggling with following through on achieving a goal, take a step back and think, well, what is the pain? What is the reality? What is the consequences if I don't achieve that? I highly recommend doing that, because that is very powerful, and it can be just like flicking a switch in your brain of going, right, that's it, no more. I'm not taking any more excuses. I'm doing it, and I'm doing it now. So that is all I have for you today in this episode of Why Goals Go Unfinished and some strategies for staying committed and seeing it through, seeing your goals through. I would love to hear your feedback, or if you have any questions, you can reach me on Instagram at the Jamie Lang. And if you know someone that might benefit from listening to this episode, go ahead and share it with them. I hope you have a great day or evening wherever you are. And until next time, remember, what you shine a light on cannot stay hidden. I'll see you then. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of The Next Level You. If you loved and found value in today's episode, be sure to share it with me so I can continue delivering valuable content and inspire more listeners. And if you haven't connected with me on social media, come and join me on Instagram, where you can find extra doses of inspiration at The Jamie Lang, or visiting my website at jamielang.com. That's spelled J-A-I-M-E-L-A-I-N-G. Your support means the world to me, and I'm so grateful for you all. Until next time, remember to embrace the journey to become the next level you.